Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. I'm going to read this morning text 27 and 28, and 28 is not on the board, so we'll chant 27, and I'll chant 28. Abhaksha katichin masan, katichid vayu bhojanah, aradhayan mantram imam, abhyasyanta idaspatim. Abhaksha katichin masan. Ojana. Aradhayan mantram imam. Abhyasyanta idaspatim. Abhaksha katichin masan, katichid vayu bhojanah, aradhayan mantram imam, abhyasyanta edaspatim. Abhaksha katichin masan, aradhayan mantram imam, abhyasyanta idaspatim. Abhaksha katichin masan, katichid vayu bhojanah, aradhayan mantram imam, abhyasyanta idaspatim. Ladies. Abhaksha katichin masan, katichid vayu bhojanah, aradhayan mantram imam, abhyasyanta idaspatim. Abhaksha katichin masan, katichid vayu bhojanah, aradhayan mantram imam, abhyasyanta idaspatim. Abhaksha. Drinking only water. Katichit masan. For some months. Katichit. For some. Vayu bhojanaha. Merely breathing. Or eating air. Aradhayan. Worshipped. Mantram imam. This mantra, which is non-different from Narayana. Abhyasyantaha. Practicing. Idapatim. The master of all mantras, Lord Vishnu. And that's the end of 27. And then comes the mantra. 28. Om Namo Narayanaya Purushaya Mahatmane Vishuta Sattva Dishnaya Mahahangsaya Dhimahi. Translation, for a few months, listen to this, the sons of Prajapati Daksha drank only water and ate only air. That's the Vayu Bhojana. That was their Bhojana. Vayu. Yummy. For a few months. That's all they ate. And they breathed too. For a few months. Thus undergoing great austerities, they recited this mantra, quote, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated in his transcendental abode. Since he is the Supreme Person, Paramahansa, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto him, purport by Srila Prabhupada. From these verses, it is apparent that the chanting of the Maha Mantra or Vedic mantras must be accompanied by severe austerities. In Kali Yuga, people cannot undergo severe austerities like those mentioned herein, drinking only water and eating only air for many months. One cannot imitate such a process. But at least, one must undergo some austerity by giving up four unwanted principles, namely illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. Anyone can easily practice this tapasya. And then the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra will be effective without delay. One should not give up the process of austerity. If possible, one should bathe in the waters of the Ganges or Jamuna. In the absence of the Ganges and Jamuna, one may bathe in the water of the sea. This is an item of austerity. Our Krishna consciousness movement has therefore established two very large centers, one in Vrindavan, another in Mayapur, Navadvip. There one may bathe in the Ganges or Jamuna, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and thus become perfect and return home back to Godhead. End of purport. So not only it's a Monday morning, but it's a Monday morning after a Rath Yatra Sunday. So I'm expecting a little challenge this morning. At least some people are already asleep there somewhere else. And some of you are here, and let's see what happens in the course of the morning class. I'll try to speak short and then see if there'll be some lively discussion. Follow that procedure. Let's see what happens. There are a number of persons who are here, probably who haven't been with us for the previous section, so I'll do a little review for those of you that are part of the, you know, Brahmacharya Ashram. Please stay awake. It's just review. So this is the title of the chapter is Narada Muni Cursed by Prajapati Daksha. And the previous section of verses is, well, I don't know how far back to go. The Prajetas sons of King Prachini Bhari, they underwent austerities for a long time underwater. They didn't even eat air. They just were meditating underwater. So, you know, these guys got it easy, right? And they did that for 10,000 years, not only many years. Before they entered, they were given the audience, the darshan of Lord Shiva, who was very pleased with them. He saw in them a special quality. And that special quality was, like, this pleases exalted personalities. They saw that they were, two things. They were submissive to their father, and they were cooperative amongst one another. And so he gave his darshan, he gave stotras, prayers that he recites in meditation upon Lord Vishnu, and told them, when you're doing your austerities, to qualify yourself to have good children, because that was the quest of your father, fix your mind upon the personality of Godhead through these mantras. And in a very short time, you will see